We're learning now Daf Vav Amud Aleph, and we're starting from the last words on Hey Amud Beis. So we're in the middle of talking about Rava and Abaye, the Machlekes, if an Ovid Mahani, if you do something connected to Torah, is a work or not. Vayitim Marakasha, Rei Makdash Tamimim Lebedek Abayis. Someone takes a good, healthy animal, it's not a Bamum, and he's Makdash it for Bedek Abayis, and not for the Mizbech. The Om Rachman, the Pasuk says, it says in the Pasuk that Vishar Vises Ruv Akalot, which means an animal with a mum, says Nadova Tasa Isai. And we dash, what does that mean? It means the native Beda Gabayas. And not to Mizbech. What's Mashmah? If it's not about mum, then it goes to Mizbech. Vatanan. Hamakdash Tamim in the Beda Gabayas. If you makdash a Tom in the Beda Gabayas, Afbi Shahu Belo Isasa. Even though there's a lab, I think more later on, Darshan is a lab. He also says V'davar Hashem Amoshel Lemar. Lemar says it's a lab. Loi Emar. Even though it's a loy sase, the makdish atomim for bedek abayis. Masha asu. It works. Tiyufta de Rava Zakasha Rava Lachar. Here you have a lab that you're not allowed to make atomim in the bedek abayis. And still, if you do it, it works. I am Ovid Loi Mahani according to Rava Zakasha and Rava Amalach Rava. We really had the same kasha before, an opposite type of kasha. What happens if you makdash a ba'mum to the mizbeach? So we said, it shouldn't be chal, and it is chal. So what's the pshat? So we said, it says in the pasuk, it's mashma ritzu hud lo yahava, but it's chal. So the same pasuk is learned out also that a Tam can't be better gabayis, and at the end of the pasuk says Luned Leirotza. So that's going back on that also to teach us Luned Leirotza, teaching us that it's only not Rotzui, but it works. So therefore, even if Rava works, we have a special ribuy of Luned Leirotza. Next Gemara's kasha. Right, the Gemara Bahare Gezel. When someone steals something, the Rachmana Amar Lo Sigzel. The Torah says you're not allowed to steal. Matanan. Hagoizel Eitzim, let's say someone steals Eitzim, but also Kalim, and he made it into Kalim, or he stole, you know, stole wood and made it into Kalim, or Tzemer, he stole wool, but also Begadim, also made it into Begadim, because he made a Shinui, Mishalim Kishas Hagzeli, you pay like what you stole, you pay like wool or wood, and you're a Kaina, Shinui is Kaina. The Gemara asks, do you have to do Rava? Because if you're Rava, if there's an Isser of Lois Sigzel, so then you shouldn't be Kaina of a Shinui also. Because the way we're Kinyan Shinu works is really it's a Kinyan Gzela, and then there's a Chiyav Hashava. So Shinu, he says, you don't have to do the Hashava. Well, Amaisa, you have to have a Gzela, Kinyan Gzela. How do you have a Kinyan Gzela? So how does it work that's Kinyan Shinu Kaina, and Yim Shalom Kishas Gzela, Lachar, if you're Rava, Mavad Mahani. Amalach Rava, Sakhti Gemara, Amalach Rava, Shani. Shani Hashem no makro Asher Gozal Kamosha Gozal. There's a special pasuk that you pay Asher Gozal with Asher Kamosha Gozal. Really, it shouldn't be koina, but a special pasuk Asher Gozal says you pay Kamosha Gozal. Break the Mar Abaya. Hi Asher Gozal. What do you do? The Mar explains what do you do with Asher Gozal according to Abaya. Abaya. Hi Asher Gozal. What do you need? What do you use it for? Meboyle. You need it for. Alexelish loy mazuchem. Alexelish avin mazuchem. Shaloch is if someone steals and swears that he didn't steal in this fellowship, he brings the asham and he gives extra chaymish on the karen. So we dash asher gazal teach us only the person himself who stole has to pay the chaymish. But if it's his father's gzela, he doesn't pay a chaymish. That's what he does the pasuk asher gazal. According to Rav, we use asher gazal to teach us the halacha that you pay kishas gzela. And according to Abaye, which you know anyway, Ovid Mahani, so you use the pasuk to teach us that a child does not have to pay chaymish on his father's gzela. So that's more about another kasha. Very mashkin. The Rachmana Omar, the pasuk Torah says, you know, I'll take a mashkin without bezin. You know, I'll go to Loiva's house and say, hey, give me money, give me a mashkin. The Rachmana Omar, Yisova el beis lavet avoyte. You can't go to the house and take a mashkin. V'tanan, and we learned in a mishnah that even if you do it illegally, you still machzis a kar b'layla. If you took a pillow, you give it back at night. It's machreish of a yom. So you see that the mashkin works even though there's a lav on it. So you have to the Rava. Rava says, Ovid Loi Mahani. So how does it work? How does it work when you give, when you take a mashkin, how does it work? They have to give it back. You have to give it back. How does it work? It's Ovid Loi Mahani. Amalach Rava, Shani Hasna, Makra, Hashiv Tashiv. The Pasuk says, a double Lashon Hashiv Tashiv, a ribuy Dekra. It teaches us that you give it back a bunch of times. How is that possible when you have a kli yom, a kli laila? And so we know from there that even if you take it illegally, that's what the pasuk's talking about, even if you take it, you know, which is not allowed to take a mashkin yourself, still, the halacha is that it's chal. That's the Rav learns from Hashav Tashav. What does Abayi do pasuk Hashav Tashav? Elabayi, lavdom achmona Hashav Tashav, have a mina, sura avidida iser, and it's chal. And you don't really have to give it back. You buy in head, you buy in head. You don't have to give it back by night or by day, whatever, if it's a kli yom, kli laila. Kamash v'lam. Teaches us the pasuk. No, it's a chiyuv to give it back. It's a mitzvah to give it back.
He gets to keep it, or he just doesn't have to
give
it
back? The mashkin?
Yeah.
No, what do they have, Mina?
Yeah.
Yeah, he gets to keep it till he gets the money. Till he gets the money, yeah. Here, the chiyuv is, he has to give it back. If it's a kli laila, he has to give it back by night. If it's a kli yom, he has to give it back by yom.
I mean, he has dinner with the mashkin, even though he wasn't allowed to take it.
Yeah. So to Gemara Vayter, not a kasha, very peya. There's a lav to take all the peya. You have to leave peya. It's a lav to take it. Very peya. The Chmara Amma, it means like the ends of the field, the corners. You have to leave it for the aniyim, and it's to take it. Very peya. The Chmara Amma is a chala pas sadcha v'kutzrecha. You shouldn't destroy the peya, the corners of a sada when you're cutting it. That means you shouldn't take it. But tanan, and we learned in the Mishnah, mitzvahs peya lahafresh merakama. The law is that the mitzvah is to mafresh peyah from when it's still attached. You can be mafresh when it gets cut, when it's already cut. Unless you didn't do that. You should be mafresh from the pile, before you smoothed it out. Mirchu, if you smooth it out, it's chayiv and meiser. You still have to give peyah, but you first have to take a meiser. Meiseroi v'noisle. You take a meiser and then you give it to the owner. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, you mafresh from the isa. The halach is, you also are mafresh it from the Issa. The halach is, you also mafresh, even after you made it into the dough, it sounds like the Tanakam would hold you kind of machinery ready from Gezlaniyim. But if you're a Shmuel, you're not kainam from Gezlaniyim, and you still take pay in from the Issa. If you have to buy it, the cash on a buy, why are you not kainam? The chayr should be kinyan gzeila, and should be kind of it. Why do you take hafrosh from the Issa? So from Rishmo, it's a kasha rabaya. And already they already asked, the Chorinim already asked, that L'chayro, the Tanakam is like Abaya. I'm saying, they're talking about Rishmo, who's not like Abaya. And I am Shom for the Trutzim. Of the Moral's kasha is a Chorinim from Rabbi Shmuel that says, you mafresh from the Issa, and if you have Abaya, you should be kind of a Shinu. I'm like Abaya, Shani Oslo, Makro, Tazov, Tazov, Yisera. There's an extra Tazov in the Pasuk to teach us that even after it's Issa, even after you're kind of a Shinu, still you chayiv in Peya. V'rava was Rava doing Tazav Yisera. V'rava Amar Lach Yeshecha Aziva Acheres Shekazu. There's another Tazav. They use it for something else. What is that for? Zok to Gemara. That's for Vezes. That Mafka Karma. Usually Hefker is not Chayiv in any of the Matnas Aniyim, but the Kamash from this pasuk it is. Vez Zeh Mafka Karma. The Tanya Hamafka Karma V'Hishkim L'Shachar. You mafka your kerem, your vineyard, and you woke up in the morning, a batzrei, and you reharvest it. You chayiv a peret for earlier b'shuchah peya or part of an amaisa. You chayiv in a certain amount of skuna, and you are potter in maisa. The reason why you chayiv in those amount of skuna is because the tazav yisera teaches us, even though it was hefker, still you chayiv. The tazav yisera says you still chayiv peret earlier b'shuchah and you potter from a maisa. Ad kan all the kashas and Rabban Abaya, and now we learn a new Gemara that just goes back to Rabban Abaya. If all the kashas are answered, what do you do? And by the way, Meir, yesterday had a kasha. One of the questions were like, what do you do with the who from Bechar? How does Abaya learn? Toysis asked the kasha actually. How do you know Bechar is now? Lemker Toysis asked the kasha. What would Abaya do with who? Okay. So now it's stickle new Gemara here. Just it has to Abaya Rabban. We'll finish all the kashas and Rabban Abaya. Now we're going to ask a simple question. Amalei Rav Acha Brei the Rav Ashi. The Hashas Shanina Kol Hashanui. We answer all these terutzim. So the Abaya Rav my pligi. What's the machlekes? Lamaisa, every case, went through every case we could think of Avim Mahani, Avim Mahani. We always had an excuse why here everyone holds Mahani, here it's Lai Mahani, Kol Yomav, or everything we had something else. Yitazav Yisayra, this. Always different drashas. So what is the machlekes, Rav Abaya? What's the machlekes? Zok to Gemara, but Ribbis, do I buy Rav my pligi? Do I Ribbis Ksutza Kamifli? We could argue by Ribbis Ksutza. Eloch is an iser to take interest, to collect interest. What happens? Someone makes up, he lends money to, you know, Reuben lends money to Shimon, and he $1,000, he has to give him interest $10 a month. And he collects every month $10, so he's over the lab of Ribbis. What's the halacha? Do you have to give it back or not? So if you're over the Mahani, you keep it. killed off Lava Hadi, you can't keep it. So that would be Machalikas. Mike Mif, Pligi, Rivis Ketutza Kamifki, good Rabbi Laza. Dom Rabbi Laza, Rivis Ketutza Yoitza Vedionim. Rivis Ketutza, the Yonim make you give it back. Avak Rivis, any Yoitza Vedionim. But Avak Rivis, you don't have to give it back. What's Avak Rivis? Avak Rivis is one of the cases of Dona De Sale. For example, you tell a guy, if you know, I'm selling something in a year, but if you prepay, I give you a discount. That's called Avak Rivis. You tell a guy, I'm selling you something in the year, say prepay, because I'm going to get money now a year early, I'm going to give you a discount, that's called Rivis. But it's only Avak Rivis, because it's done through a sale. So Rav Laza holds Avak Rivis, ain't the Yoitzev, regular Rivis is Yoitzev. Rav Yechon Amar, fill Rivis, Tzutza, ain't the Yoitzev, Yonim. And what's the Machlekes? We're saying, Machlekes is the Ovid Lemahani. Rav will hold the Ovid Lemahani, you have to give it back. And by holding the Ovid Mahani, and therefore you could keep the Rivis. That would be a nafkamina lahalacha between Rav and Abai. No, it's not good. It doesn't work. Hosom besvara pligi. I think there's machlekes about oven mahani, loven mahani. Hosom mikroya pligi. There it's machlekes in the psukim. Had darshan the psukim regarding rivers. Dom Rav Yitzchok. My time with Rav Yechanon. What pshat in Rav Yechanon? On makro, the pasuk says v'neshach. What Rav Yechanon holds that you could keep your rivers. Because the pasuk says v'neshach nosan v'tarbes lokach. Someone took rivers. He gave ribis, v'chayil yichya. He's going to get an oinish that he's not going to live. L'chayim nitim leil l'shavim. Mashmah, it's only a shala chiyav misa, but no chiyav l'shavim. That was one drasha. You could darshan Rabbi Yechanan. V'achah bar adam ha'chadim pasik, v'reisim l'kech ani Hashem. It says by ribis, you should be scared of Hashem. L'mayra nisativ leil l'shavim. It's the dim mayra of night, you don't have to give it back. Rav ha'mahacha, it says in the pasik, where it talks about ribis, next to the psukim, it says about ritzicho also. Says in the same parish of Ribis in Yecheskel about Shvichas Dam also. You can't return the person who's dead. Af Malvi Ribis Linitnu Lishavan. So that's the Shalom on the Omar holds that Ribis gets the key. All Shalom on the holds give it back. My time Rabbi Loza, who says to give it back. Give it back. So he will live with you. So the Gemara is slogging off. The Rivis Ksutza is not a Machlekes of Mahani, of Mahani. The Machlekes is in Psukim. So back Shver, what is the Machlekes, the Nafmila Locha, Machlekes Tin, Abaya and Rava?